Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and I'm here joined as always with Carlene Higgins. Hey Carlene.
Hello Jill, how are you? I'm loving the red lip today.
Oh, thank you. It's officially spring now.
Uh-huh.
And this lippy is from the Give by Gwen Stefani collection. And I was thinking of you while I put it on because my lips are as dry as the Sahara Desert at the moment.
Okay.
And I still rocked this red lippy out. It actually goes on really nice. And I know you love like a Sahara dry.
Yes.
Liquid lippy.
I do. I love it bone dry. I'm wearing one right now. Well, it looks amazing on you. And
thank you. This color for reference.
Very nice.
It's called
Gwen Red.
It's called Original Recipe.
Ah, it should be called Gwen Red, but regardless, I'm sure it was her original red. Maybe she mixed some colors herself. I can picture the backstory now. But listen, yeah. I'm wondering if you dressed up for me today because we're celebrating an anniversary.
I wish I put that much thought into it, but I didn't. I'm just put on something that I know I won't sweat to death in under a ring light.
Oh, okay. Well, having said that, we should be celebrating because it's our fifth year anniversary here at Breaking Beauty Podcast, 4.5 million downloads, over 150 guests. I mean, there's nowhere to go but up, right, Jill?
I feel like that's something you say when things aren't going well.
Oh, oops. We're just going to keep going up.
We're just getting started. We're just getting started.
That's insert cliche here, but we're just going to keep popping off, okay?
Yes. If it is your first time tuning in, I imagine it's not, but if it is, of course, we're Jill and Carlene. We're two former magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. We've been doing this for 5 years now, of course. And each and every Wednesday, we're in your feeds. We're talking about damn good products. We're talking to founders about how they created their cult favorite product. And we're speaking to the best in the biz in terms of hair, skin, and makeup, getting the tips and trends straight to your AirPods. So thanks for being with us for these 5 years. And I mean, we started out as a monthly podcast. Now here we are as a weekly. This is pretty much what both of us spend most of our time on these days. So it's just amazing. And I'm so proud of what we've built together.
Absolutely. And honestly, you are just a rare gem, a rare gem. You really
are. I'm so
proud
of you.
I've been watching TikTok.
Uncut gems.
No, but really you are. You're about as rare as it is to find a bottle of champagne these days. And you're just so great to work with. Honestly, you're here every week, killing it, slaying it. You're always like prepared. You're funny. You're smart. You inspire me. I have to shout you out. And I do have to shout out our listeners who have been with us right from the beginning. And we're always in our Facebook chat room, like listening to what you have to say And we just appreciate you so much.
Oh, well, Carlene, right back at you. I think it's like one of the things that people don't talk about a lot, which is finding the right podcast co-host. Mm-hmm. And I think our skills are so complementary. You work your ass off. You're a mom of two. All hands are on deck at all times. And you're just like so smart and so funny. And I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I'm actually getting tears in my eye.
Oh my gosh.
I actually am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, no, you're a rock star.
You know who else we need to thank, though, who we haven't actually given a proper shout out to before, is all of the guests that are on our show. I have to say that I have been so proud of the roster of guests that we have had in the past. Everyone from Victoria Beckham to Jonathan Van Ness, you know, when you scored Frank Toskin, the founder of Mac for us, and like, he's not even with that company anymore. Huda Kattan, Sharon Shooter. Like, I just really look back and I'm like, they have given us so much of their time, like a full hour of their time.
For sure.
They've gotten really deep when we talk about their past, and even like a tear has been shed in the past, and they get really vulnerable and bring that humanity to their story. And I've always, that's kind of what we wanted to do when we interviewed these founders and these major breakthrough mm-hmm. players. And I just really, I appreciate them so much. So thank you to them as well. I'm going to do a shout out.
Just before we move on to our biggest news of the day, I just want to give a shout out to our community. I know we touched on that before when we were talking about Facebook. Something that I really want to do is just get back to some face-to-face time with our audience. We had a little mini traction going in 2019 where we had a couple of mini get-togethers, meet and greets with people. And I would just really love to get back to that place where we can meet some of our audience in person. We know there's so many loyal listeners out there from all over the place. And I just find that so cool. I think when we started this, we couldn't have imagined that we'd be reaching people in like more than like 70 countries and in all cities across North America. So that's something that I really want to get back to. And let us know in our Facebook chat room or on our Instagram if that's something you would be interested in.
Yeah. Oh my God, I would love that. IRL meetups. All right. So people are probably wondering, what are we talking about today? Well, first of all, we're going to share some big pieces of news when it comes to the podcast. And after that, we're going to talk about some very special damn good reviews looking back at all of the iconic products we've talked about in the past. So let's hit it. What's our first big piece of news, Jill?
Okay, so we're very excited to announce that we're finally dropping some merch. Yay.
Woo.
And it's live right now in the Dear Media shop. And you can scroll down and you'll see our little store there. And this is something that's been on our vision board for I don't even know how long at this point, but it's finally happening. And we are so excited to have our Breaking Beauty family out there wearing some damn good merch that shows the love for the show.
It's just a little way to support us and look cute doing it. So first of all, we have a graphic sweatshirt. Well, what else would we put on it other than damn good? I mean, you're damn good. We know it. You know it. Let's celebrate the fact. And then it's very cozy. It's like a calming kind of rosy apricot hue. I think it's going to look really good on everyone. And I personally like to wear mine. I do a little French tuck, you know, I tuck it into my jeans just in the front under my belly button, and then I leave the rest out. Sometimes I roll up the sleeves. I'm adding on gold necklaces. You can dress it up or down. This piece is everything. It's a vibe.
Yeah. And that one is going to be around $40.
I'll tell you what else is in the shop. We've got a long sleeve t-shirt, and it's kind mm-hmm. of like a beige sand color. And then we've got this crest on it, like a prep school kind of a crest. It's got our new winky face. He's kind of like our little mascot. Well, it could be a he. It could be a he or a she, but wearing some mm-hmm. killer lashes, I will say that. And it's in lime green, kind of like a neon. So that's a fun color combination. I'm probably going to be wearing mine with bike shorts and some slides in the backyard as soon as the weather gets good. And I think that one's $25.
Yeah. And I would say this is like the more understated or more low-key option of the two. I'm really into the color combo of like the sand shirt with this neon green crest. That's our Pantone, actually, or the neon green. And, you know, I'll probably be wearing mine with like the micro mini skirt, you know, like the Christina video, Xtina. That's on trend right now, right? Not. I would never.
You could. Absolutely.
The shirt on me, if I was wearing it, I think it would be longer than, you know, wearing it with a micro mini. Anyways, for reference, Carlene is medium in both of these and I'm extra large given that I've got, you know, ample chest happening over here. So anyways, I think it's really exciting. It's a long time coming and we did put a lot of thought and effort into it. So hopefully you guys will love.
Now, another thing we're doing to mark our fifth anniversary, we are launching, drum roll, please, drum roll. We are launching a brand new way to shop the show. It's the official Breaking Beauty Hall of Fame. Woo!
Yeah, this is a long time coming as well. And so basically what it is, it's a very curated shop and we will have a link to it on our Instagram in the link in bio feature. So you can always find it there. We will also have a link to it on our website. It's going to be like a little additional tab on our website, mm-hmm. which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And like you mentioned, Carlene, it's called Hall of Fame, H-A-U-L, naturally. And basically the whole idea with this is that it's a curated list of all of the products that would be on our permanent top shelf. So over the years, in 5 years, we've tested so many things. We've heard about so many cult favorite products. And this list is just really meant to be like a master shopping list mm-hmm. of all of the products we really think are damn good.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these are things that we personally love. They're also like cult favorite products that get recommended to us over and over again. And, you know, we're hoping that it will help you. We got really kind of granular about it. There's the section for skincare. We talk about like step one cleansers and step two cleansers. We have lip glosses, lip balms, you know, mascaras and the lot. But of course, keep in mind, like we're testing these products ourselves. We don't have a tester panel yet. Who knows? Maybe that'll be someday. So this is definitely reflective of like our hair types, which we'll talk about a little bit later today, and also like our skin tones and texture. So we'll try to be as transparent about that as we can on the site to help people out. But like really our vision from the beginning was the fact that there is so many beauty products in the world. There's so much clutter. And we really just wanted to help people edit it down to what's hashtag damn good. And so that's why we're trying to take it that one step further. And it's like, what are just the damn good products that we actually would use over and over again? We've put them in one place for you.
Yeah. Like in my opinion, this is like, if we were to write a book, these are the products we would put in the book.
Yeah. Or have like an awards, like Breaking Beauty Awards.
Yeah.
These are the products we would award.
And of course, every single week, because we do test out what's new to the market and we do that in our regular monthly damn good review episodes and people love those. We know that our audience loves those. Those aren't going anywhere. We will continue to be testing stuff that's new to the market, but we just wanted to have this one place that's sort of like sacred where you can always go and shop and know that everything that's on there has our sort of like seal of approval, so to speak. Right.
So let's get on to the next portion of our show. What we're going to do is give you a bit of a taster, a bit of a sampler about what's in the Hall of Fame shop. And I should mention, tiny asterisk disclaimer, there will be affiliate links in the shop. So it's a way of supporting our show while you're shopping. You can definitely click away and purchase elsewhere if you want. But if you want to do two things at once as a listener of our show, you can do that in the Hall of Fame. So just ahead, we're going to talk about the top products that we have mentioned that we still use every day, like Desert Island products, Holy Grails, however you want to put it. Okay, so we've hit you with a lot of information. You can go to our site for more. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram to see pictures of us in our fancy new merch. Stay tuned for some special fifth anniversary giveaways. And also on TikTok, because we're getting more and more followers over there. So here we go. It's our Hall of Fame sampler just ahead.
Hey there, Pod Fam. Pausing to shout out one of our longtime show partners, Nutrafol. So today's episode is dedicated to celebrating our favorite Hall of Fame products. Obviously, Nutrafol is a ride or die for myself and Carlene, and it's been recommended to us by so many hair care professionals. So if you haven't tried it yet, Nutrafol is a physician-formulated, 100% drug-free oral supplement that aims to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. In fact, more than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. Essentially, Nutrafol helps support healthy hair growth from within, and it targets the five root causes of thinning like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. So it's really easy to get started. You take a quiz on their website, takes about 3 minutes. That helps to determine which formula is right for you. I personally take the Women's Balance formula. It's 4 capsules a day, and I can attest to the fact that it reduces my hair shedding. It really makes a difference. And of course, patience is key. Healthier hair growth, it takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. And in a clinical trial, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. So Nutrafol has an exclusive offer just for our Breaking Beauty listeners. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code BREAKING. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's show.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port, and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
Okay, we're starting with skincare. Let me guess your number one product in your Hall of Fame. If I had to guess, is it from the brand, drumroll, Clé de Peau?
Yes, of course. Clé de Peau, I'm a stan. You know, they're 40 years old now, so you might say like they're getting up there. It's a bit of a Japanese heritage skincare brand, but they're getting on TikTok now. Martha Stewart did her thirst trap yes. post. It's pretty cool. But no, I have dehydrated skin. And so, you know, it's difficult for me to be testing stuff that's for oily skin and different skin types. So I always try to be clear. I have dehydrated skin. I also have a lot of skin redness. I used to have combination skin that was oily in the T-zone. But now that I've hit 40, it's really kind of quite normal. So now I can start wearing like radiant foundations and stuff like that I never used to be able to before. So it's like, I get it. I feel you when you're talking about certain things because that was me. But that's where I'm coming from. So Japanese skincare, I am a stan because they're all about hydration. It's all about that dewy plumpness in the skin. And it's like everything kind of goes from there. And every daily moisturizer with SPF is always in competition with the Clé de Peau fortifying emulsion. It's called, it's the SPF 22. And I just is my holy grail. I feel like it's the perfect texture. It's the perfect consistency. It does not look white. I feel I look plump. I look dewy. There is no grease. The only drawback is it's $200. Sorry to tell you, there's the punchline.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is that like very silky texture that I feel like there's some kind of magic in there that they do that
I agree.
Is unparalleled.
It's got this slight like pearlized thing going on, but like some people are going crazy with that these days. Like I've talked before about the Victoria Beckham illuminating moisturizer and like I like it, but it's definitely, it is like a highlighter in a moisturizer. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like very subtle radiance that I truly appreciate, but I also feel like I'm getting good ingredients for aging skin. So it's just like a good quality one. But like I said, it's not cheap and it also doesn't have a high SPF. So I have recommended other ones in the past, but that one, it's my favorite. And the softening lotion as well, the toner that gives me that extra, you know, it just like, I feel so plump and hydrated. If I had to use something from now until the end of my days, it would be Clé de Peau. It would.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, I will give you a quick shout out of a less expensive skincare product that I've been using lately. Will I use it forever? I don't know, but making headlines, I finally found a CeraVe skincare product that I like and I would recommend.
Ooh.
Have you tried this one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, this is, I'm holding up. This is the CeraVe Hydrating Cream to Foam Cleanser. It's for normal to dry skin. And I'm just happy I discovered it because, you know, CeraVe exploded, obviously, since we had Skincare by Hiram on the show. And he is the one who made it go crazy on TikTok. And then it was sold out across the universe. You couldn't find it. But like, not every product is a hit. Like, their moisturizer with SPF, you want to talk about ones that don't make the grade? That's a white chalky cast. It smells like sunscreen. That's a no.
It literally, I put it on. I remember trying it for the first time.
Yeah.
Very excited because I was like, drugstore SPF, daily moisturizer. Put it on. Literally couldn't leave the house with it. Had to take it off immediately. Right? It's so bad and straight into the bin.
Exactly. Exactly. So this cleanser here, I don't know if you've tried it, but what I like about this one is, honestly, I was like, if I closed my eyes and this was in Clé de Peau packaging, would I still love it? You know, I think I would. And so the whole thing about it, it's got ceramides in it. That's going to be great for like your skin barrier. It's pH balanced. So it's not going to throw your, like I said, your skin barrier out of whack. It's not drying. It's fragrance free. Dermatologists developed all that. But it's really, it's the magic of, it's a rich cream and it transforms into a foam when it's lathered. So it's like this nice lathery cleanser without drying out your skin. So I totally recommend it. And it's probably like it's $16.
If you guys are listening out there, you'll be familiar with it because it's the one with the green packaging.
Yeah.
Because they have their acne line, which is like turquoise. And then they have their regular standard line, which is blue. It's almost like very a bit basic. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean it's not like...
It's kind of no frills.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like you get more of an experience with this cleanser and I really like it as well.
Well, I just find some of the cream cleansers that are recommended for dry skin or dehydrated skin, it's like it really is a cream and I don't like that. Like I need a little bit of froth to it or I just don't feel like I'm getting my skin clean. So that's what I like. It's this kind of hybrid. I think you guys will like it. Check it out. What about you, Jill? What's the skincare? I think I could guess yours.
Yeah, but I just want need to stop you there for a second because have you seen on Amazon, this is one of these runaway best-selling products. I haven't tried it myself, but I'm curious if our listeners have because I'm like, do I want this or not? I've seen a lot of people talk about it on TikTok. It's a frother. You know how you can buy like frothers for your milk or your fancy lattes in the morning? You can buy at home little gadgets. There is one of those for skincare.
Stop.
On Amazon. And it's called like marshmallow something, I think. And it basically transforms any cream you have into, it's basically the same idea, a frother.
Wow.
So it'll transform cleansers that don't froth into cleansers that froth. And it has a whole like decanting system. I think it's like $10 or $20. It's definitely in my car. It's in my cart. I don't need it at all. But if someone out there has tried it, please tell me if I should just go ahead and buy it. Because I was like, I like that idea of the science experiment in the bathroom.
Absolutely. It's reminding me of foaming hand cleansers. Like it's the same hand cleanser, but they just have that pump that turns it into a foam, right? So funny.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, I would watch your TikTok, Jill, if you know... If you want to foam something live and on our TikTok, I'm there. I'm so there for it. Okay, now having said that, I already can tell our listeners what's going to be on your skincare permanent top shelf. There is no doubt.
Yes.
She's not getting kickbacks, but she should be. It's the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. Again, ding, ding. I'm holding it up here. She's looking a little empty because she is. This product is, when people ask us what's worth the spend, this is also almost $200. I am sorry to say, but it's an antioxidant serum. I use it every single day under my SPF. And it's just amazing for brightening and giving your skin that extra boost of protection against the environment around us. And I truly think it does make a huge difference in your aging routine. Mm-hmm. It is the gold standard. It's what everybody tries to sort of level up against,
right.
But it's got patents and all of that stuff. I will tell you, in the wintertime, I do use this one, the CE Ferulic. Mm-hmm. And in the summertime, I use the one they came out with last year for oily skin, which is called Silly Marin.
Oh, yeah.
It's the CE Silly Marin, I do believe is the full name, CF Silly Marin. And so I highly recommend all of their products. You'll see the reduction in if you have any brown spots on your face, the hyperpigmentation goes away. And it's just an all-around great preventative anti-aging product because that's what you want to be doing. You're out there. It's worth its weight in gold and compared to trying to fix everything after the fact with expensive lasers and all that shit. It's like, just invest up front.
But why, I am curious, since we're getting to it, like, why do you, because there are different things that you could commit to, right? There's like a retinol you can commit to. There's, you know, there's different ingredients. Like, why do you personally use a vitamin C serum every day? Like, is it brightening your after, or what is it?
Yes, I think it's smoothing for the fine lines on my forehead. I definitely notice that. And I do notice a brightening overall just of the skin tone and texture. If I have any little post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation from where there was a zit or something like that, it brightens that whole thing. It's really about the formulation of a vitamin C. Like, it's what they've nailed in this particular formulation, right? It's like, there's so many vitamin C's out there. It's just like all of these ingredients together, it's the recipe that makes it so active on the skin and makes it work well. And I've never had it sting. I've never had any of those irritation issues, which I have had with some budget vitamin C's. I have to be honest.
My skin's really finicky for vitamin C. It really is. And I haven't used the SkinCeuticals. Like, I haven't used it regularly because I'm always testing. So I'm switching out.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the fact that you have stuck with it, because I do think with some of these active ingredients, like, it does take 4 to 6 weeks. And that is what tricks, you know, we do these reviews all the time, but it is important to keep in mind, if they're showing us clinical studies, those are being done after 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. Like, they're not happening overnight.
Exactly.
You do have to consider that when you're listening to somebody reviewing a skincare product. It's like, typically they don't have that long-term usage to be able to weigh in. So I do love that when you talk about the SkinCeuticals, I know that you've been using it over time, lifetime, Stan.
Yeah. And it's also, it does smell. It does smell like hot dog water. There's no way around that. That's like almost as famous for the smell as it is for the results, but
it's worth it, right?
Hey, it's still in my bathroom. It's still on my permanent top shelf. There's other vitamin C's out there that are semi-dupes for a lot less money. And yeah, they're good. They're decent, but it's still, it's not the top tier.
The creme de la creme. Totally get it. What about some newer finds for you that you have found have made a difference, and you were like, I am adopting this into my skincare routine, and like, it's staying there?
Yeah. I would say for me, it's not a new product, but newer to me is actually the Differin Gel, which is a drugstore product. I bought it when I was in LA. It's about $20. I bought it at Target. And the reason I bought it is because I was just having a really difficult time, like August, September, October last year, where my skin, it was just whack-a-mole with the zits. And I'm talking, they were like coming out of like my chin, my double chin. It was just out of control, hormonal. And they're just so stubborn, so difficult to get rid of. And I think a lot of it was maskne. I think it was stress, many different things. So I wanted to try it because I had heard another beauty editor talk about how she had dinner beside Ulla Henriksen one evening many moons ago. And she was talking about how, as a beauty editor, her skin was, she was so embarrassed because she had all these breakouts and stuff. And he basically told her, drop everything in your routine, get Differin Gel and a very gentle moisturizer, and her skin cleared up. So I was like, okay, I got to get this in my routine.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I started using it. The number one ingredient in it, it's called Adapalene Gel 0.01%, which is basically a retinol. I had no problems with peeling or redness or anything. Literally after using this one night, my skin was less inflamed. And of course, it has the anti-aging benefits too. So I put it everywhere, all a thin layer all over my face, continued to do that. And I swear it cleared up all of my hormonal acne. And I hadn't tried it before because I didn't think I could get it because we are based in Toronto. And then I realized, I went to my dermatologist to get my Bobo injected in my face. And he was like, oh, actually we do have, I was telling him about it. And he was like, we do have it here, but it's prescription only.
Yeah.
And he was like, show me a picture of the tube. I want to see what the percentage is. And I showed it to him because he was like, there's no way they sell that over the counter in the US. And he was, let me tell you, he was floored that it was the same percentage and same strength.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he did give me a prescription for that. And I have continued, I don't need to wear it every single day now that things are under control, but I do use it as part of my night routine.
Yeah.
A couple nights a week for sure.
So something to stock up on if you are north of the border, you know, you're allowed to smoke pot pretty much anywhere in Canada, but you cannot be trusted with a tube of Differin. But I remember when I was like 20 years ago, I was on Differin and it was prescribed by my doctor. And One thing I will say is it does make your skin sun sensitive for sure. Definitely don't want to be messing around. Like 2 weeks before I went down south, I stopped using it on my doctor's recommendation. And still, when I was there wearing sunscreen, my chin just completely, it looked like an ice rink. It was so flaked over like irritated. I had never seen anything like it. And of course I peeled it. And like probably did permanent damage there, right? But it was so hard and like weird. So that's my only advice is like, get that sunscreen going if you're going to get on the different train.
Yeah. And I want to give a little shout out. Next week's episode, everybody, we have an amazing esthetician. She's called the IRL Face Tuner, Sophie Pavitt. And if you have any issues with problematic skin, don't we all? She gave us such great advice. You're all going to be obsessed with her. So tune in to that. Just a little teaser.
Yeah. I learned so much from her. Oh my gosh. She's the next Joanna Czech, you know, big time facialist for sure. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Redecor. When I want to tune out the day's news and think about something that makes me feel relaxed while having a little fun, I like to steal a few minutes just before bed with one of my favorite new apps, Redecor. Redecor hits all the boxes for me because I love decorating and it's a way for me to decorate room after room virtually with different colors, materials, textures, and even artworks that look so modern. It's like they plucked these spaces from my Pinterest board. The graphics are really realistic and detailed, and I love that I'm able to customize each element to my taste and then submit it for judging from other players so I can see if I can land in one of the top three spots. The higher I rank, the more awards I'm granted, like the zebra rug design I've been coveting. Who doesn't need one of those in their life? Actually, my favorite challenges are the one-on-one duels where I get to compete with just one player and see if I can win. It's the little things in life, you know? Practice your interior design skills and express your creativity with Redecor. Download Redecor for free on the App Store or Google Play Store. That's Redecor, R-E-D-E-C-O-R on the App Store or Google Play Store. And now back to our fifth anniversary show. Now, Jill, I want to ask you, I want to jump over to hair and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
I'll tell you why. I was out for dinner with a friend of mine the other day and she got our voices confused on a recent episode and she thought that I was recommending the Dyson Airwrap because you were talking about it and you were saying how much you loved it. And she said to me, she's like, I don't understand why you guys love it. I had it. I returned it. The people at Sephora told me they get a lot of returns. It like she did a curl, but it would not hold. It dropped in like 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. So she sent it back and she was like, so why do you love it? And I was like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. But I will ask Jill about this. So tell me, do you still use the Airwrap since we talked about it ages ago? I feel like you do.
Okay.
You said you love it. Why?
Okay. First of all, she's not the only person. We've had DMs since we started showing our face a little bit more on Instagram that people had us mixed up. So, we've always thought our voices are so distinctive that nobody would mix us up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is Jill speaking for the uninitiated. Okay. I'm going to say a couple things. Number one, I got the original Dyson Airwrap in 2018 when it launched, when it debuted. I'm still using that same one. So I can attest that it's 4 years in and I'm still using it. Okay. There's a couple of things to say here. Number one is that I hate to say it, Tanya, but typically if people's curls aren't lasting, it is user error. And I get it. It takes a long time to get onto using it, myself included. It's like if 3 or 4 times you're sort of overwhelmed, you don't really know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then I think people give up because they're just like, this is $700 and I don't know how to use it and I got to get my money back.
Totally.
So I think there is a lot of that happening where people kind of freak out because they can't get the hang of it right away.
Yeah. It's like if it doesn't work on the first go, they're like, I better return this while the returning is good. You know?
Yeah. And it's such a different mechanism to curl your hair. You're using air to curl your hair, not heat. And just that whole concept is so different. It is going to take a minute to get used to it. And the second thing I would say, why the curls aren't lasting, most people are using it on hair that's too dry. You have to have your hair like 70% damp, 80% damp in order for the curls to really last, in my opinion. And then I also think two other things why people's curls aren't lasting. Number one is they're not using the right barrel size for their hair. There's 3 different barrel sizes. There's 20 millimeter, which is the smallest, 30 millimeter, and there's 40 millimeter. And within those, they have different lengths. There's the long ones, and then there's the short ones as well. So I think a lot of people are using the barrels that are too big for their hair type, and it kind of just falls out.
Do they all come in that one air wrap package, all of those options?
It just depends which one you buy. Okay. Like, first of all, good luck finding it out there. But most of them come with 30 millimeter and 40 millimeter.
Okay.
And you can buy it in the long formation or the short.
Separately.
So okay. These are, yeah. No, you can buy the air wrap. You can buy the long version
The
one that's, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So you choose your hair. Choose your fighter. Choose your hair type.
Yeah.
And then I think the third thing that people aren't really using, and it's such a godsend, is the cool shot button, which is like the final step. Just like blast your hair for like 10 seconds for each curl. And that really helps to hold it. So for me, it's a different type of curl than I get with a traditional curling iron. No hate, no shade. I love it. I can get a great result with a Conair $20 curling iron too. Mm-hmm. That being said, over time, you know, my hair will smell a little bit toasty. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, it gets a little fried.
It gets a little fried and it sometimes smells. And there's no hate, no shade on that too. But why I come back to this and why I talk about it. In 2018, I got it. I got the hang of it. I didn't use it as much. But when the pandemic hit, I really started using it a lot because frankly, I couldn't get to my hairdresser and I wasn't getting haircuts and my hair grows like a weed. And usually I get a ton of split ends mm-hmm. and it just looks wrecked.
Yep.
So I was like, this uses air to style, not heat. Therefore, I'm going to use it and see if it makes a difference in my hair health. It is night and day. There's no question. Mm. I'm sitting here telling you after like 2 years of using it.
Yeah.
And people are like, it's so expensive. I was like, you spend $500 on hair highlights like every 3 months.
Right.
So, and it's also, I think it's certain hair types. Like not everybody needs it. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're already investing in your hair highlights, you want the health of your hair to look good and shiny. Mm-hmm. There's no question it improves your hair health. And that's what they've said since the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were sort of setting out with that MO of like, your hair doesn't need to be wrecked when you style it.
Yeah. It's about if you are a regular hot tool user and your hair mm-hmm. is getting fried, it's like, start using this, the game changer. And over time, you don't have to deal with that kind of damage, right?
Yeah. And you know, there's literally 1 billion tutorials and hashtags on TikTok on how to use this. I think the TikTok and Dyson, I don't know how it became this perfect marriage, but there is just so many Dyson air wrap videos on TikTok. People are obsessed.
And now they're coming out with a new one, right?
Yes. Very exciting. Breaking news. Dyson is coming out with their 2.0 version of the air wrap. This is going to be called the Multi-Styler, and it's not cheap either. It's going to cost $599 US, and it's dropping in May in the US and in Canada in the summertime. It's already available, although sold out, in other parts of the world, including the UK. And it's really meant to be sort of an advancement in the technology compared to the original one. I think they took a look at all the pain points people were experiencing and tried to improve upon them. Now, there's 13 different attachments that are available, 13 or 14, I'm not entirely sure. And at least 3 of them are new. And don't freak out if you already bought an air wrap and you love it. All of these new attachments can be purchased separately for $40 US each, and they are adaptable to your current machine. So no worries there. I think the big excitement around this is the fact that they've gotten rid of the barrels that you have to click in and out to change the direction of the curl. So that was really hard for people to get onto. And now what they've done is one barrel will actually style your hair. And with the flick of a switch, you control the airflow. So you don't have to click the barrels in and out to get your desired result. Therefore, it's going to be faster and a lot easier to style your hair. They also have some new attachments, including the flyaway attachment that gives you this like glass like shine. And they have a wide tooth comb attachment, which is major key for curly and kinky hair types. I actually did a whole TikTok video showcasing all of the new attachments. If you want to check it out, it's live now at Breaking Beauty Podcast. So it is definitely still a steep price point, but I think this will make it a lot easier for people to get the hang of using the Dyson Airwrap. And I will say a little sidebar is I know that you received one of these at the same time as I did, but you were just too overwhelmed. You ended up giving it away.
Yeah.
But I think you actually are the perfect hair type for this tool, and I'll have to do your hair with it sometime.
Okay. I will look forward to that day. I mean, you know what? It was totally overwhelming for me completely. Like, I get stressed out just thinking about it. I'll give you an example. Like, my sort of life-changing hair product was the Drybar Double Shot Blow Dryer Brush. And that one is, of course, like the famous Revlon one, but it's a little bit more souped up. But it's a hair dryer and a round brush in one. It gets the job done so freaking fast. And I get volume and it's like, boom, I'm done. And then T3, which I also really like for other products,
came out with their
product, which was essentially the same kind of thing in one. And I was like, same idea. It was like, this is about the health of the hair. Like, it gives you, you know, it's powered, but it's gentler. And I used it and I was like, oh my God, this is taking me twice as long to do the same job. And I was
interesting.
Garbage. Spin it. Yeah. Like, I just could not. So I think there's just two different types of people where it's like, you want the job done, you want the results, and you're like, I'll deal with the damage later, I'll backpedal or whatever. Right. And then there's other people who are like, no, I'm going to make this investment and like, take care of the health of my hair all the way along. And this is probably why Jill, you guys can't see, but Jill has basically liquid hair going on. It's like so shiny. And it looks like a waterfall, and mine's like straw, you know?
yours is color treated. But I guess my point is that I think if you are investing in your hair color, especially, I think that this is where people would really benefit from using a product like this. And for me, it's just like the ends are just so much healthier. Right. I've never been able to grow my hair this long.
Yeah.
I just had a trim, but prior to that, my ends were just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Cause I love the T3. I've recommended it for years. Still do love the look it gives. Mm-hmm. I absolutely adore it, but I just don't use it as much now because
I use the T3 curl ID curling iron. And it's funny. So this is what I use to curl my hair. And believe it or not, I'm going to act like an influencer now. People, I get asked a lot about my hair routine.
But
I do get asked.
Yeah.
And I was going to do at some point, if I can ever figure out how to do a proper TikTok video, I will show you my routine. But I'll just tell you real quick, like I use the T3. It's called the Curl ID Curling Iron. But I will admit, I don't use any of the bells and whistles on it. Like it's supposed to be fancy and like it's intuitive and you know, this and that. And I'm like, no.
It's digital screen.
No, I don't use that. I just like, I put in my hair, wrap my hair around it, you know, and that's it. And I just use it like you could probably get the single pass and it's like $100 less, the single pass T3. But that's what I use when I want to get a curly hair look. And then, I mean, I may as well just tell you my favorite dry shampoo that ever since I started using it, I've never looked back. It's the Sol de Janeiro dry shampoo. Can you believe?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No, I can't believe.
And I had no expectations because, of course, they're not a hair company. So I didn't think that I was going to like it as much as I do. But I honestly, like, I'm about to run out of it. I'm hitting the end of the can. And I want more of it. I just find it doesn't leave any white residue on my hair at all. And it actually somehow makes my hair look shinier. And I don't know why, but it also gets rid of the grease at the roots. Like, it's just the perfect combination of everything. And it smells like the beach. Mm. So it makes me feel happy when I use it. I was shocked.
That's great. That's a good tip.
That's a good tip.
See, Hall of Fame secrets here, everyone.
Honestly, I was shocked. And you know what else I'm going to tell you? And you didn't even ask. They're deodorant. They're Sol de Janeiro Rio Deo deodorant. That is good. It's aluminum free. And I told you once upon a time, I wrote an article about aluminum free deodorants. I tried a million. The best one was Mega Babe, Rosy Pits. And it is good. But this one's just as good.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Wow. They're really crushing it over there.
It was a shock to me.
We've come a long way from that chocolate fountain at Sephora where you were like, what the f*** is this?
I was like, oh my God, it smells like dessert. Like, I'm so not using this. Like,
fast forward to three years later.
Cut to me huffing it. But you know what else? I'm going to say one last thing. I have to give you my one last hair Hall of Famer. I don't care that they're an advertiser. This is not paid for. The Way Detox Shampoo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, amazing.
That's a new that's a new favorite. Like, I've been using my Orbe.
Yeah.
There's a new Orbe line that just came out. I forget what it's called. It's in a yellow bottle. And like, it's really nice, but it's that thing where it gives you all this richness. You know, it's repairing. Here's me trying to repair my hair after I fried it. But like, then my roots are greasy. They're greasy so much faster. So I'm like, hit me with that Whey Detox shampoo. And it just, it is a reset. Honestly, it's a reset. I appreciate it so much.
And it smells so good. Again, this is not an ad, but it is, it's a delight. It smells so good. And now that I'm using my Dyson, it's like I can smell my shampoo. It doesn't smell like my hair is fried.
Yeah. Oh, also, I want to give you guys a behind the scenes secret. Jill doesn't use conditioner. Mm-hmm. She's never said it on the mic. She doesn't use conditioner, you guys. She has glass hair, doesn't use conditioner. Wrap your head around that one. Okay.
On occasion, I will use it. And I guess the other thing is, too, I don't have any highlights in my hair right now. I think when I do bleach or put any kind of highlight in, I obviously have to use conditioner. But sometimes it just weighs it down. I know there's some girls out there that can relate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's working for me with the Nutrafol and the Whey Detox shampoo. And I will use like a the Lola V Detangler. Mm-hmm. That's also really good. Like out of the shower, I'll put some conditioning elements, but just not always like the... Like whenever I have a bottle of shampoo and conditioner in my shower from like a matching brand, it's like the conditioner is there for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That would never happen in my life.
Whereas most people, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
The opposite.
Would never happen
it's like
in
the
my
shampoo
life.
Is, yeah. The conditioner is done before the shampoo. But, you know, we're just sharing all of our secrets here.
That's right. All right. I think people are going to want to know what makeup has stuck around in your everyday routine, Jill.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to keep this quick. Or something. Like, yeah, just give us a few. Yeah. Give us a few. Permanent top shelf.
Well, I think I've talked about this before, but a mascara that I love and I have purchased is the Hourglass Unlocked Mascara. Listen, I know I already said I love the Caution Mascara. I do. The length you get from that Hourglass Caution is on a different level, but I love the Unlocked because it's a tubing mascara and it just doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it a couple of years ago when we did a Damn Goods, and I've since bought it 2 or 3 times.
Yep.
And I think that's saying a lot because it is $40.
And you probably get a mascara like once a week delivered to your home.
Oh, it's free. Trust me, I've been trying to get off this one. But I've been trying to break my habit.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there are great drugstore mascaras out there. But every time I'm just like, it's not as good.
Yeah.
Like I just tried that Max Stack mascara. I'm sorry, it smudged on me. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
And I was just so excited to try it. And it just... No, it didn't hold up. The L'Oreal Paris Volumes Bomb Noir Mascara. Really excited to try that. Also smudged on me. Anyway, so that's one that I love and it's a ride or die. Obviously, Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. I wear it, I buy it. Yeah. Same thing. It's $90, which is a lot. Buy that one too. And then something that I buy all the time, like usually once a month, is a C&D Shellac Manicure. And you heard me right. It's specific C&D shellac manicures. Do not come at me with the OPI. It's like glue on my nails. It ruins my nails. And one little gripe that I have for a lot of nail salons, it's not tips, which are near and dear to us. They know what's up. But when I call a salon and I say, do you have shellac? Mm. They say, yep, no problem. But what they don't understand is like, I truly mean the brand shellacs.
Yeah.
C&D shellac, which has been around since May 2010. Groundbreaking, you know?
Well, you said it. It's like they're the Kleenex of the nail world, right? So people think, they're like, oh yeah, we got shellac. It's like, no, I'm talking about the real shellac.
No. And you don't understand how many times I've like bitten the insides of my cheeks because I'm sitting there going, this isn't shellac. Or they're like coming at me with all the colors.
Yeah.
And I have to do everything in my power to not scream and be like, you're putting it on wrong.
Yeah.
The other thing that is paramount with shellac, it has to be a dry manicure. So when these people come at me and they're trying to get me to soak my fingertips in a little glass thing with marbles in it, I just want to scream because I know that it's not going to last as long because it expands the nail and that's not how it's meant to be used. It's supposed to be dry. Anyway, that is a ride or die for me. And I literally like go out of my way to seek out that product in a salon environment because I know it doesn't wreck my nails. The removal is a cinch and it lasts like 3 weeks on me.
It's life changing. It's life changing because, you know, think about the last time you had to sit around waiting for your nails to dry at the salon. You don't have to. Like, that's honestly, they've given you your time back. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, this launched in May 2010s. I don't even do it on my toes.
They
now.
Get the Breaking Beauty Hall of Fame Award. You can have it. You can have it.
Yeah, they definitely do.
You know, when it comes to my makeup routine, I am always switching it up. You know that. But Beauty Blender, I mean, it's just always there in my routine.
Brushes, for sure.
I'm too lazy to clean them. And I know you still need to wash your Beauty Blender, but it's like easier. Mm-hmm. It's more user friendly. I love the finish with my makeup. I can't quit it. And then the other things that I've kind of adopted, again, just really easy stuff.
Sorry, can I just interrupt you for one second? Uh-huh. By the way, I still saw somebody the other day using their Beauty Blender dry.
Oh.
If people are listening to this and at this point they still don't know, it's wet, squeeze, bounce, baby.
Yes.
Do not, PSA. If you're not using it wet, you're not using it correctly. Continue.
And you know what? But no shame. Like I was using it dry when we first started the show 5 years ago. I was using it dry.
What?
Yeah, remember? Yeah, I got in so much trouble for that. So...
Oh my God.
It's not intuitive unless you read the fine print, but everything's too long. Mm-hmm. Don't read for me. So I...
TLDR.
You know, yeah. So anywho, yes, please wet it and you'll get much better results. Now, other products that I've kind of adopted, like, and this is how I know these are like really my top shelf things is like when I go away and I just want to carry just a few things in my bag.
Yeah.
I bring the Victoria Beckham Beauty Kajal liner. I really got hooked on those when we interviewed Victoria Beckham last year. It's just so easy because I can just put it on and then I flip it and I use the spongy side to rub it in. And it's like, I don't need eyeshadow. And I have definition. Yeah. I love the cocoa brown color. It's not as stark as a black. I asked them to send me more shades, but they never did. They were done with me after we did that interview. I joke, but I do want to try it in more shades. But I also like, I love the cream Cheeky Posh blush sticks. I haven't talked about those before, but I don't think those are also from Victoria Beckham. But they're just like, I love a cream blush. You know that. It's so much more natural. I've permanently made the shift. And then I really like the bronzer from Tower 28. I think it's called Bronzino
or
something. It's just so simple and easy to use. Gives me a contour. Or I'll use, I still have the Milk Makeup bronzing stick from way back. It's probably going moldy by now. But I love that it doesn't have any shimmer in it at all. So it just gives me that little bit of contour. And then I can put my blush on top and it's not too much. So I love those. They're so easy to just like carry around.
What about your brows? Anything on your brows?
You know what? There's a Maybelline product that I can't find. I don't know where I put it. But there is a Maybelline product that I honestly is the one I use every day. I've tried a lot of their products, but it's a really chunky stick and it has those fibers on it that build.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's
just like a one step. I found the shade that I need for it and it's just so easy. Like there isn't even a brush on the other side, but I just find like bam, 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 those little fine ones, the definer stuff. I can't. No, I don't have time now.
Yeah.
So I like how soft it is because it's so blendable. You don't need precision. It just like fills in little gaps and I'm done. And I go.
I believe it's like a pomade with fiber.
I will link to it on our blog and then you will know for sure. I feel like we're running out of time, Jill. I hope people are enjoying this. I'm just going on and on.
I think so. We're just, I mean, once we get started, we can't stop. By the way, that product is called the Brow Extensions Fiber Pomade Crayon Eyebrow Makeup.
And it's like $8
we will
bucks,
link
probably.
To that. Yeah, so good. It's $8.
Love it. No, you don't need an expensive brow product.
And that's the thing you brought up, Victoria Beckham. I have to say, it's like, everything she did in that line is so good. All the skincare I've tried, I freaking love.
Yeah.
I'm like hoarding it.
Stuff. It's all collabed, right?
Oh, the priming moisturizer. I love it under makeup so much. I don't use the golden one. But regardless, the regular priming moisturizer, it does have this subtle brightening quality to it. It's not like a highlighter. It's just absolutely stunning under makeup. And yeah, we could go on and on.
You know what? I used to always say if there was only one makeup line I would use for the rest of my life, it would be Charlotte Tilbury because I just think it's so user-friendly. I love the 5-minute palette. It's got all the things and it's flattering. It's made to be flattering. Honestly, though, the Victoria Beckham Beauty is giving it a run for its money, in my opinion, for somebody like me who's like a little bit more mature and is not looking for these like looks, these like TikTok looks.
Yeah.
It's just, I just want to look pretty, guys. I find that the Victoria Beckham, it's really good. So I think it's time to close it out. You know, we're going to continue to hit you with these damn good finds in our monthly damn good episodes. Until then, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, finding out what Jill and I find near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah. And don't forget, find us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast. Find us on TikTok. The handle is at Breaking Beauty Podcast. We're going to be doing some sweet giveaways very soon. That's all I can say for now. Of course, everything we talk about today, we're linking to it on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And you know what? Send us a picture wearing your damn good merch. I want to see you in that sweatshirt, wearing your damn good on your chest, loud, proud, showing everybody you're part of the Breaking Beauty fam. And while you're in the Dear Media shop, be sure to check out. We have a very select number of our scrunchies still left. You might remember we dropped those last summer. They are the absolute best. I cannot be without them. They're really soft bamboo terry. So they're kind of absorbent and they're just amazing for air drying your hair, wearing them to the beach, wearing them to the pool. We have the baby scrunch left, which are great for top knots. And we have the original size left. The jumbo are all sold out. So those actually have special prices. And so make sure you jump on that as well. That's a fun little add-on to add to cart. I know some people wanted to check them out last year, but now this is your chance. They're on sale. And they'll be a perfect add-on to pop in your cart alongside your long sleeve tee or your crew neck. We will sign off for now. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.